and JoJo. They're in a band that's a-going and no-no-nowhere. So they find a drum machine that transports them and in their songs. Now they've gotta make their way through the words and the rhythm and the melody. They're the song and us. They're the song, song, song and us. Out in the song of verse that they're lost. They're the song and us. Out in the song of verse that they're lost. They're the song, song, song and us.
No. We have to play a song.
What song are we gonna
play? Who cares what song?
Just anything. Play something now.
Start the drum machine. Hit it, Buzzkill.
Holy cow, good God.
What the heck is going on?
Don't look, I don't know. Holy moly, go, go. Stand up, run around. Any sound,
any sound.
Hey, ho, what you need? Gotta be, it's gotta be. We got to get away. But where are we gonna go, 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 go? Where are we gonna 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 go? Somewhere where there's nobody for miles around.
I think that worked.
Where are we?
We're on a train.
Oh God, look out the window.
There's a big black cloud following the train.
The anti-music.
And it's, guys, it's chasing us.
But that's crazy, it's not gaining on us at all.
It's almost like it's standing still.
At least we got away?
Buzzkill, do you know how to get us home?
No, wait, why do you want to go home?
I mean, it's home. We have to go home.
But didn't you just hear what Sammy said?
JoJo, what? None of this is real. This is too crazy.
But this feels real. How do we know it's not?
I'm real.
It's all real. And Sammy needs our help. We can't just give up.
We're on a train hurling through a song, going to God knows where, being chased by a giant hissing black cloud. We think going home is the only thing that makes sense.
She is right. Who's gonna feed Encyclopedia Frown?
He'll be fine. The garage is full of mice.
And we have the showcase next month?
Oh, man, the showcase.
Guys, forget about the showcase. We have to save this songiverse.
How are we even supposed to do that? We've just been going from song to song, running away from anti-music, which, you know, by the way, we know almost nothing about.
We can figure it out.
Buzzkill, can you please stop playing with a drum machine?
I'm not playing with anything.
You're hitting the cowbell button.
That's a cowbell?
It's making that sound on its own.
Here, let me see. That's weird. Guys, it's blinking.
What is?
Which one is blinking?
It's a button on the machine. It says V-O-X.
V-O-X.
Well, what's a vox sound like?
I don't know. Buzzkill, can you hit the button?
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Rock Bottoms. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, is that Penny?
What?
Yes? Who is this?
Maybe this'll help. We were singing till the sun came up, hoping for the best.
Oh my
gosh, is that Lainey Duncan?
Like the Lainey Duncan? No way.
What's a Lainey Duncan?
Come on, how can you not know who Lainey Duncan is?
She's a huge pop star, Buzzkill.
Okay, now I know this is a dream.
No, it's not a dream. It's real. The song of verse is real. Have you, met Sammy yet?
Hang on, you know Sammy?
Something happened to him.
Yeah, I heard.
The anti-music.
You all must be so scared.
I'm pretty scared.
Yeah.
We just want to go home.
Here's what we need to do. If you sing a cover of one of my songs, I can meet you in the Songiverse, and once we're together, I can help you get home.
You can do that.
Think you can handle Baby You Know It's Mine?
Ooh. As a matter of fact, my first band was a Lainey Duncan tribute band, so...
Oh, that's sweet.
It's actually kind of convenient if you stop and think about it.
Well, don't stop and think about it. Just play it, okay? I'll meet you there.
Okay, wait, hang on. How are we hearing your voice right now?
Through your magical drum machine.
I get that, but how...
Just sing the song. I'll see you soon.
Okay, baby. Well, she did say she could help us get home.
We can't go home. We can't just abandon Sammy. He's counting on us.
He's counting on us for what? To keep running away from anti-music?
No.
Well, maybe we can get Lainey Duncan to sing a song for our post-rock opera.
Yeah.
Well,
right? I mean, it might be worth a shot.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
Okay, lay down a beat, Buzzkill. 100 BPM.
Okay.
Thank you.
the sun came up, hoping for the best. Saw right through you, tried to carry your cards close to your chest. Even at the start, you tried to hide your heart. But baby, you know it's mine, just give it to me.
Maybe we were just dreaming.
We were singing till the sun came up.
Excuse me, are you the Rock Bottoms?
Yeah, we are. That's us.
You've heard of us?
Wow.
Yeah, we're actually looking for Lainey Duncan. Have you seen her?
I'm her lawyer.
Uh-oh.
Regarding your performance of Baby You Know It's Mine by Lainey Duncan, performance of a song without valid license is considered copyright infringement.
What are you
What? No, we just spoke with Lainey. She told us to sing this, so it's cool.
Here is a demand representing the monetary settlement for use of said song.
What's the monetary
settlement? Yeah, what are you even...
Which can be settled in full upon payment of $1 million.
What?
$1 million?
That's extortion.
Hey, Virgil, baby, let it slide. They're friends.
No problem, Miss Duncan.
Lainey Duncan?
Where did you come from?
Welcome to Baby You Know It's Mine.
Is that really you?
Oh, it's all real, baby.
Miss Duncan, I can't thank you enough for all the music you've made.
Oh, that's sweet.
After I broke up with my first boyfriend, I would go into my room and put on Balance Out of Whack, and it saved me. Your music saved me. And then I saw you perform live at the Echo Music Hall.
Oh, how was I?
It was a religious experience. It changed my entire conception of what music could be.
Okay, she really likes your music. We have to go. Auntie Music is going to be here any minute.
Oh, honey, you don't need to worry about Auntie Music.
We don't?
Mm-mm. Look up in the hills.
That's a lot of windmills.
They're not windmills. Those are my fans.
Oh, your fans.
When you've got a big hit song, your fans blow back the dark cloud of anti-music.
So that's where the word fan comes from.
I always thought it was from the word fanatic.
Just go with it.
You know what? It feels like the morning breeze is picking up. Why don't we take a step into my studio, guys?
Wow, this recording studio is...
pretty cool, right?
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
Is this where you make all of your albums?
No, I haven't been back here in years. When you used your drum machine to play my song, you summoned me back. That's what happens when you play a cover song in the Songiverse.
Let's do a Tom Waits song next.
What was up with that lawyer outside?
Well, it's just Virgil. Sorry to put you through that. It's a lot harder to earn a living now than it was back in the day when selling records really meant something.
Right.
You realize I had to start a Patreon?
What?
A Patreon.
What's a Patreon?
Oh, it's a subscription-based payment system for fans to support artists.
Yeah, we have one.
Well, that just doesn't seem right to me. I mean, you have hit songs. You're huge. I mean, you should be a millionaire.
Yeah, I know, right? Now I have to live like an obscure indie band.
I hear you, sister.
Yeah. It used to be when you got a record contract, the label put you up in penthouses, drive you around in limos, you'd sit in first class. Nowadays, success means constant hustle. You guys don't know how lucky you are not to be successful. I mean that. Now let's get you kids home. Let me see the drum machine.
Oh, Buzzkill has it.
Not gonna happen.
Come on, Buzzkill. Don't be rude.
I'm the drummer.
But Lainey needs the drum machine so we can go home.
But how can I be your drummer if you go home?
Aw, Buzzkill, listen. A band as obscure as the Rock Bottoms doesn't have a place in the Songiverse.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, no, it's not a bad thing to be obscure. You're much better off, really. You can do what feels right. You can create what you want to and not worry about what anybody thinks. Now, let's have a look at that drum machine.
It's mine.
But baby, you know it's mine.
Wait a second.
Just give it to me.
What makes you think we'll be obscure?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard it, but we've got a thing called the Cookie Duck Dance.
Yeah, Cookie Duck Dance has 3 million views on YouTube.
No, don't take it the wrong way, baby. There's a place for everyone. But the Songiverse is meant to be for bands with more mainstream potential.
But Sammy said we needed to stay and fight anti-music.
And what's so bad about anti-music?
It's dark and it's scary and it sends things to obscurity.
What's wrong with that? We need to weed out the bad songs so the good songs can thrive. If a song is good enough, the fans will keep anti-music away.
What do you mean?
Baby, you know it's mine.
Why does she keep singing like that?
I'm not sure.
Just give it to me.
So only songs with tons of fans get to survive? How is that fair?
God, I just want to make things simple again. Impress a record company executive, become rich and famous, and anti-music will make that happen. It'll be better for everyone, trust me.
Well, I kind of like the egalitarian nature of
that. You're gonna leave here empty. I'm gonna drive you crazy.
Why do you keep singing?
Because it's mine. Just give it to me. Why isn't this working?
What are you trying to do?
She's trying to take control.
No.
This is my song, and that's my drum machine. Now give it to me.
No, you're gonna have to take it from us.
Don't let her have it, Buzzkill.
Baby, you know it's mine. What's going on?
You've come undone.
Who do you think you are?
This is a cover song. I sang the lyrics, so the me in the song is me, and the you in the song is you.
If you don't stop, I'll bring back Virgil.
You're gonna leave here empty.
Virgil!
I'm gonna drive you crazy.
Yes, Miss Duncan?
Confiscate the drum machine.
It's mine.
Failure to comply will result in jail time or fines up to $1 billion.
To me, you could be anyone. This song belongs to everyone.
Well, if the song belongs to everyone, I'm not sure we have a case, Miss Duncan.
I'll just bring in better lawyers. I have an endless supply.
Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
Guys, we have to do something. Let's get an isolation group.
Okay,
let's
go. We gotta go.
Cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
What the heck was that?
I really thought she'd be more supportive of our work.
What a buzzkill.
We need to find a song with no anti-music and, God, no lawyers.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
No.
Do you have a better idea? Hit it, Buzzkill.
Duck, duck, line up. All the ducks get ready. Cookie piled up. Come and get it. When all the ducks want cookies, cancel all your plans. Celebration.
Do the cookie duck dance.
We wanna be-
Cookie.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
Hey, Doug.
They want cookies from us?
I'd like a cookie.
We don't have any cookies. Cookie. Why is it looking at me?
They're cute.
Get off me.
They speak English.
It's biting my foot.
Cookie.
This song is even more annoying in the song of Earth.
Cookie.
Song of Earth. Doc, Penny, and JoJo. They're in a band that's a-going to no-no-nowhere. So they find a drum machine that transports them and in their songs. Now they've got to make their way through the words and the rhythm and the melody. They're the song and us. They're the song, song, song and us. Out in the song of verse that they're lost. They're the song and us. Out in the song of verse that they're lost. They're the song, song, song and us.
Song of Nuts was created by Jonathan Mann and me, Jonathan Mitchell. This episode was written in collaboration with Pat Shea. All the songs were written by Jonathan Mann, and it was produced and directed by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. To learn more about the show and for a full list of cast members, go to songofnuts.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. And if you'd like to advertise on Song of Nuts, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Anything to add, Buskill?
I'd like a cookie.
If you like the thing we do, then we can write a song for you. You gotta send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Cause we can get across everything that you need with a couple guitars and a drum machine. That is what we do. And we can do it for you. We can do it for you. We can do it for you.
Radiotopia. From PR.